Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
And every time I hear this song now,
his voice really cracked there. Did you hear that?
I did not hear it.
You know, the Beatles, they'll scream and sing.
Yep.
Like Sgt. Pepper's. Apparently they did that hundreds and hundreds of times, so like his voice was
hoarse
by the end. It sounded different. I love how they experimented with all that. Make yourself hoarse so your voice sounds crazy and different, and then that sounds really good.
It's like when Tony Soprano would have a scene where he just woke up in the morning and was in a bad mood, and he'd stay up for like 2 days to make sure he looked disheveled. And
really?
Yeah.
Did he really?
Acting.
The method.
Be tired. If you're supposed to be tired, be tired.
Could have just done a morning show. And
well, that's the...
Right.
Ree, what time do you get most tired? For me, it's like 12:30.
If I cannot sit down around 6 o'clock at night, I have to be moving, because the minute after 6 o'clock I sit on the couch, Clark will come walking down and he's like, you're out cold. Just literally sitting
right
up straight.
I am right with her.
Yeah.
I am right there. Yesterday I was watching something. Yeah. We were binge watching Adolescence.
Oh, that's a good show.
Dude, I was out.
I don't know that one.
Oh, it's
it's intense, deep.
Man.
It's very intense.
If you watch, you're a big time parent. When you watch that, it'll knock you out a little bit.
Shivers
it'll
down
get you. It'll
wow.
get you.
Wow. All right.
It's a good one. It'll get you.
All right, so let's get to by the way, let me do a little announcement here. Hey, Glenn Mills. Hello to everybody in Glenn Mills. We're coming to you tomorrow. We are doing our show.
I imagine all of Glenn Mills going, hi, Joe,
yeah, hi.
At that moment.
Hi, I'm saying hi back. Glenn Mills, we're coming to you tomorrow because our Eagles Radiothon winner from last year, Mentic Construction, is hosting us. We're going to be doing our show tomorrow from Heroes Bar and Grill, tomorrow from 6 to 10. They're going to have breakfast, full menu available.
Wow.
Heroes Bar and Grill, Glenn Mills. I advise students, skip school. Workers, be on a strike. I want everyone tomorrow in Glenn. Go to school
teammates.
If you're supposed to. But
what are you doing?
One of my favorite teammates of all time was from Glenn Mills. I told you about him, right? Keno Shawwell. He was on my Big 33 team back in 1993.
Yep.
Keno Shawwell from Glenn Mills. Could make himself vomit on command.
Oh, yes. You have said this.
He could make himself vomit on command.
I'm sure Glenn Mills loves to be known for that.
Without putting his fingers down his throat?
Yep, yep. And so as an 17 or 18-year-old kid, we all thought that was the coolest and funniest thing ever. Hey, Keno, do it, man. Do it. Just do it right now. You know, you're at lunch, in the cafeteria.
That's perfect timing.
Would he brush his teeth?
That's perfect.
Yeah, like what a horrible thing to have to do all the time.
In retrospect, it was...
Oh, cool, let me go throw up again for everyone. Fun.
Disturbing.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
And now he's the guy...
As a 17 or 18-year-old
He's the guy who's known as, to the point where his name is said on WIP, as the guy who throws up on command. Like, that lives with you forever. You know?
I'm sure it does. Come back around.
It's cool when you're that age. Not so cool when you're this age.
He had such a great personality.
What do you think his wife thinks about it?
And he was very talented on top of this ability.
But now people only know him as the throw-up guy. Forget all the other stuff.
Is still around.
Someone help John out. Let's find out if he still has this ability.
Well, yeah, exactly. Most importantly.
All right, but also...
I don't think that just goes away.
Yeah. Glenn Mills, do want to see you tomorrow. We thank Menta Construction for their donation last year to the Eagles Autism Foundation. And if you are in that area tomorrow, we hope you can join us 6 to 10 at Heroes Bar and Grill. Let's talk to Anthony right now. Anthony, good morning. Anthony, your phone's a little, your phone's getting a little shaky right now, Anthony. Yeah, you got
exceedingly fired up.
There we go.
Yep. Whoa. Are you Dak Prescott? You Dak Prescott now. Here we go. is that what I'm hearing? Are you a cowboy, Anthony?
Bang!
Yeah, bang!
The hammer!
That's right.
Bang! The hammer! Bang! The hammer!
I used to walk into college parties and say, bang! The hammer! All right. No,
man,
I wouldn't do that, actually.
Dak, man. We're no Dak fan, man. The hell with Dak and them Cowboys.
That's
matter
right.
Of fact, how about them Cowboys now?
How about them?
Losing to Caleb Williams. Let's go, man.
It's Dak and 52 scrubs. That's their team now. They got a quarterback and nothing else.
53 scrubs?
No, Dak's pretty good, man. He's pretty good.
He's okay. He's good, but he's not. He's what he's always been. He's like the 12th best quarterback.
Nah, he's better than that. He's got nothing around him.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Hey, man, they owner is a scrub, but for all I care, man, leave him in there. I hope he stayed there forever and ever and ever.
It's insane.
Anthony, we're working on AI to keep Jerry Jones alive.
Keep him alive.
Hey. I'm on the keep Jerry Jones alive bandwagon.
Oh, can I be second on that committee?
Yes, you can, Rhea. Yes, you can. Hey, I want to get to the birds, man.
Yeah.
I think Kevin Petullo is I don't even know what to call him, man. But he is not it. We seen from Brian Johnson, man, hiring inside for offensive coordinators for some reason. I don't like it, and I don't believe that works for us.
Why?
Hold on.
Let's not get to this point. I don't know that Kevin Petullo is not calling plays effectively. I think that we are jumping the gun on this. Kevin Petullo and this offensive staff have created this offense to be highly functional and adaptable. And remember, they've put in place all of these abilities for Jalen to go out there and change the play and conceptualize how Tyler Steen can change the protection himself. We saw him do that on the first touchdown to A.J. Brown in this game. Everyone's taken ownership. Kevin Petullo is part of the designer, one of the designers of this offense. And I don't know that he's doing a bad job.
But, John, the thing is, people don't know that either, and they have fears of Brian Johnson, and which are legitimate because it's a hire within, and the offense has looked kind of screwy. So I think it's a reasonable fear of people.
Yeah,
but you're right, it is too early, but it is reasonable to go, I'm not real sure.
Yeah, Anthony, we got to see more games to know. But it's like the Saquon, is he diminished or not? You know, and I'm not saying he's dramatically diminished, but he might not be what he was last year. And you start wondering about these things, and you need more games to evaluate. It's possible.
Yeah, I don't think diminished, man, because, like, he's running into eight-man boxes.
I know.
Like, there's no space. There's nowhere for him to go. You've seen in the second half, once we start passing, it opens up the run. Everybody and their mother know we's a running team, so that's what they're going to come ready to stop.
I just feel like I haven't seen – look, run. I thought he had a touchdown run 2 games ago. It was only about 10 yards, but I thought he looked very explosive on that play. I thought he had a great run in the goal near the goal line the other day when he, like, climbed over that guy's back. What was that thing?
Yes.
He got down to, like, the 3-yard line or something. And I thought it was, you know, that extra level of athleticism. But I also feel like I haven't seen it as often this year. That would be my early assessment.
Remember last year, Joe, he was getting a lot of yards before he actually ever got touched.
He was.
And I think because of the offensive line not doing great, he's getting touched a lot quicker.
I think what you're saying is a bigger factor. I do. I do think the offensive line not being as good is a bigger factor. But I think it is possible that Saquon's lost a little giddy up after last year. Anthony, give me a great what if in sports history.
Great what if in sports history. What if the Portland Trailblazers, I know I gave Jimmy a different
draft
one,
Jordan?
What if the Portland Trailblazers, yes, could have drafted Michael Jordan.
I'll tell you what, man.
Pretty big answer.
That's massive. All right, let's test tomorrow. He was in like high school back then. Ruben, 1984 draft. Give me the top 5 in order. Three Hall of Famers, two non-Hall of Famers. Come on. Any hardcore sports fan should know this.
No basketball.
Number one, Hakeem Olajuwon.
Hakeem Olajuwon. Playing baseball. I remember
that. Number two, Sam Bowie. Number three.
Who was number three?
Who was three? Anyone know who three was?
Get back to me.
Three MJ.
I know he was third.
Four, Sam Perkins. Yep. And five, Barkley. Sir Charles, right here to Philadelphia. Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us. By the way, you know what's another amazing top five? That LeBron one. Because the LeBron one had LeBron, Carmelo, Wade, and Bosh.
And Bosh, yeah, with Darko in there.
With Darko.
Yeah.
But maybe the best ever.
That's four Hall of Famers.
I know. Maybe the best ever.
There's one better than those two?
Maybe.
All right.
The 1980, I believe it was 9 or 8, NFL draft that had one stiff and four big Hall of Famers. Aikman won. Mandrich, the stiff two.
Oh, wow.
Mandrich. All right. Three, Barry Sanders.
Jeez.
Four.
He was okay.
I always get four and five confused. One of them is Deion. The other is Derek Thomas.
I think Deion's four, but I'm not sure. Wow. That's
you imagine that?
Yeah,
Derek
insane.
Thomas, Aikman, Deion, and Barry Sanders, top five.
Four Hall of Famers again. Four high level.
High level.
You know what else is awesome besides that?
And frickin' Mandrich.
The Baderfly effect.
Well, let's talk about that.
Baderfly effect.
All right, so John, let's see if people want Bader or Trey to lead off. Twitter poll question of the day is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Hurry to Armin Chevrolet, the $7,500 federal EV tax credit, and September 30th. Now in stock, the Equinox Blazer. By the way, September 30th is also when I get my boot off. I'm looking forward to that. Now in stock, the Equinox Blazer and Silverado EVs together. Let's drive. Poll question. When Trey gets back, who should bet lead off for the playoffs? John, do people want Bader or Trey?
I'm gonna say Ruben might be influencing the outcome of this one a little bit. I think Trey being affirmed by Ruben is going to help his case. So 70% go Trey here.
56% go Trey, which means people are very split. So, Ruben, your argument, for those that are just tuning in, because Ruben laid this out about 2 hours ago, but, Ruben, for those that think it should be Bader, which is, you know, close to 50%, what is your argument for why it should be Trey?
Well, it's recency bias, number one. But number two, I think it's...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
You know, Trey has done exactly what they've asked him to do, which would become a more, you know, leadoff type hitter. It's not necessary for you to hit the ball out of the ballpark. And so he's been a more productive player.
But he could be that as two. I mean, it's not You know, like
they're not going to put him in the two hole. They're not moving those two guys back. The three and four guys back in that
because they want Schwarber and Harper two and three.
They want them 2 and 3. They ain't going.
Tell me if you buy this, you'd rather have Bader 4 than Trey 4. I don't mean like related to one.
Absolutely. There's no reason to have Trey in the 4 hole just because he has done what you want him to do is get base hits and to score runs, and he becomes a more productive player doing that. Bader, you just want Bader to be Bader and let him hit in the 5, 6, whatever.
James, how much does Bryce's desire to be 3 clog this up? Let me just say this, there is an argument. You could go, forget who won
it. Bryce 1, Trey 2.
No, let's say Trey 1, Schwarber 2.
Bader 3, Bader, Harper 4.
No, let me put it the other way. Let's say stick with Bader. Let's say it's the Bader 1 people. Bader 1, Schwarber 2, Trey 3, sure. Bryce 4. But I feel like that's not on the table.
No, it isn't. And look, I do want Bryce batting in the first inning no matter what. Like, I like him in the top three. But, I'm a big believer in athletes are human beings, and there are certain things where you feel more comfortable. This matters to you, whatever. Like, it seems like this is something that really matters to him. Like, I think it's silly, but if he feels more comfortable in the 3-0, I don't think there's a huge, massive difference there.
Well, look, I will say this to James's point at the end. And I know this based on last year's playoffs and all playoffs. It matters a lot more how they hit than where they hit.
Correct. Thank you. Boom.
A lot more.
That's it. Correct.
Right. They just have to perform.
I mean, last year they was sorry. Perform. They got to the postseason and it was sorry. Yeah. I don't know what was worse, the hitters or the bullpen. I thought they were both F-.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a correct statement.
I mean, they basically won one playoff game because Bryce hit a homer and Cassiatis hit a homer, and that was it.
And they still had a chance to win had the bullpen pitch better.
And they won it on a walk-off. Like, they barely won the game.
Who hit the walk-off? I don't remember.
Nick Cassianos. It was at Citizens Bank Park. No, it was a walk-off hit. A walk-off single at Citizens Bank Park. They walked it off.
Didn't Nick also have a homer, though? Am I remembering that?
Or at least we forget.
I think so. But he definitely had a walk-off hit game 2 last year at Citizens Bank Park.
Gotcha.
This is why Joan Duran becomes so important. You can win one-run games if the guys can stop the game at the end.
What do you think about him for a 4 or 5-out save?
Absolutely.
We're at that
6
point.
6-out save.
Good.
He's going to have to go with 6 probably because I don't like the way Kirkring's throwing the ball right
Boy,
now.
Boy, Kirkring.
No, why is so he so inconsistent?
Thank God for Robertson.
It's confidence. Thank you. Robertson was a huge pickup for them.
Well, Robertson's huge.
My concern is
the new Sir Anthony. Sometimes he's really good, sometimes he's not as good.
He's not as good as Sir Anthony was.
I agree.
Yeah. My concern is taking the ball from the 6th to the 9th. And we had the bridge to Lidge and was really good. Ryan Matson was a difference maker. He was a beast.
JC
was outstanding. You're hopeful that Matt Strom continues to do his thing. He's been not as dominant as last year, but I mean, it's almost.
But like the last 2 months, really, he's been really, really good.
He's been really good again.
He's been really good.
Yeah.
It's the right.
Tanner Banks has stones.
Yeah. But he's not. Tanner Banks, I don't think, is going to pitch in the 8th. Tanner Banks is going to pitch in the 6th or 7th at the deepest, I believe. And the guys, you know, the Robertsons and the Kirkrings of the world are going to have to figure out how to get outs.
I'll just say this.
I trust Tanner Banks more than Kirkering.
I love David Robertson. I just want to say it. I love the guy. I think he is.
It's great. It was a great pickup. Very under the radar, huge pickup.
How concerned are you that the Casty Discord spreads?
None. Zero.
Ruben, really? It wasn't cool,
Why?
Though.
Nothing.
Wasn't cool.
Why? Nothing.
Are you not concerned?
Because the players don't get affected by that stuff. They don't care. They're going to go play and win baseball games. That's all that matters.
Well, if I was,
they don't get affected by anything.
If I was a teammate, I'd look at him and say, "Dude,
I would be
annoyed
with my teammate." And I think
totally,
that could, yeah. I wait a second. You're making this about you.
Yeah.
When it's supposed to be, I mean, we got a chance to win a World Series here.
I think he said the right things.
You know what, Ruben? AJ Brown has 5,000 times more cause to be frustrated, and he didn't say anything out of line. Castellanos has stunk this year. And he starts yapping about the manager not being a good communicator. Knock it off.
I think
garbage.
I think all of that is over. I don't think the players care.
I think the players know what type of player he is.
I agree with you.
And I think
to John's point and to Ruben's point, they won't pay any attention. Because there's sometimes you have a worker.
I agree with that.
There's workers, they just, you go, all right, it's whatever. Yeah. It's what he is.
Like Geiger with the 0-1-6ers?
Correct.
There's 11. I mean, it was 11, and then there was one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like.
No, I mean, literally, he came here after the lockout?
After 99?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Al asked him if he had worked out. No, I didn't work out at all. And I was this guy's going to be trouble. Yeah.
All right. We got a lot up ahead, including something Jordan Mulata said yesterday about fans booing. The Jordan Mulata show last night on WIP. We'll play that audio and more on a busy Tuesday morning on 94 WIP.
After years of wear and tear, you finally made a decision. It is time for a knee, hip, or shoulder replacement. You talk to your doctor. You got a date set. Well, the team at NovaCare Rehabilitation, they are here for you. Because what you might not know is attending physical therapy before your replacement surgery. It really can significantly help your recovery and movement post surgery. I have two friends of mine who've gone through this in the past year. They both said it was a huge difference afterwards about how much the physical therapy they did before their replacement surgery. Because here's what NovaCare's physical therapists are. They are experts in balance, gait training, and pain management because you have really unique needs when it comes to joint replacement. So what they're going to do at NovaCare, their team, is going to develop an individualized treatment plan that's going to get you feeling strong and back to the things you love to do. So choose NovaCare to get back to work, sports, and life. To learn more about the benefits of physical therapy before and after your joint replacement surgery, or to schedule an appointment at one of their 150 convenient locations, go to NovaCare.com. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
Hey, good morning to you. On a Tuesday morning, Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. We got Ruben, we got Seltzer, we got Rhea. Wonderful to have you with us. All right. So we're not going to do Times Yours this segment. Got a lot of people on the phone line. We want to get to as many as possible. I'll say this, Times Yours when we do it. We intend to do it tomorrow. Brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity. That's a tough one to talk over.
This is for you, John.
Patrick and Tabernacle would be proud. I'm laying out. There you go. So
genius.
Times Yours.
Genius.
Times Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile. Sponsored at WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go. Only from Xfinity Mobile. All right. Here's something we haven't done on the show in many months. Because Ruben said something to me in the commercial break of note. And John, James, and Rhea, and obviously everyone listening, has no idea what Ruben said to me during the commercial break that was of note. James, we haven't done the Let's Play a Game sounder in a while. Do we have that audio?
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, let's play a game.
Let's play a game called...
Let's play a game called Who... Did Ruben Amaro inadvertently text in the last couple of minutes? Now, you're going to get one hint to start, maybe some additional hints as we go. But here's the one hint I will give the three of you, John, James, and Rhea. And we'll go one by one. You each get a guess, and then round and round in the next round. All right, here's the only hint you get out of the gate. Ruben Amaro was trying to text... WIP program director Rod Lakin. He was trying to text Rod Lakin. He texts someone else, obviously. It's someone famous.
I have a guess.
Go for it.
Rob Thompson.
No. Hold on. Seltzer or John, whoever wants to go next. He was trying to text Rod Lakin. He texts someone else.
I will go with...
Oh, come on, I have another guess, and you two still don't have a guess.
Well, I'm assuming that he doesn't put his contacts in his phone like you do by first name. They're alphabetized by first name, so I'm going to say it's something close to L-A-K.
Oh, so interesting. I would have gone the other way with the R-O part of it.
And you guys can take a guess. It's up to you.
Give it a shot.
Rob Manfred.
It is not a Rob.
Here's a hint.
Okay. It is not a Rob.
You texted someone at the Lakers?
Nope.
He texted someone in the world of baseball.
Rod Barajas. No, I'm just joking.
You're getting sort of.
Rod Carew.
Now we're getting closer.
You're getting closer.
You're getting closer.
This guy's way more famous than everybody that's been said.
Rod Crew's pretty famous.
This guy's more famous than Rod Crew.
Boom.
Correct.
What's that in here?
A-Rod?
I didn't hear.
Texted
A-Rod? I said, are you around? Are you around?
Oh, my God. That's hysterical.
Wow.
That's awesome.
A-Rod Lakin.
Did he get back to you?
So, but he has probably ghosted me.
Yeah, he's going to be like, what the hell?
It's been a long time. I communicated with him. It had to do with the Mets, actually, when he was trying to buy the Mets.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com? You can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Back in the day, if you remember, and we had had some interactions, but you know, I have a pretty good story about it.
Alex Rodriguez.
Pretty good story.
All right, let's hear what you got.
So we're in spring training. He's playing for the Yankees at the time, and I was the GM. And I went on a random date to this place called Timpano in Hyde Park. It's in Tampa. And I'm, you know, we're talking, what have you, and I turn around, and literally my buttocks was almost up against his. And I turn around and go, what in the world are you doing here? And he's like, I don't know. What are you doing here? So we ended up, we were just chatting for a second. He gets up and walks away, and I look across the way, and he's on a date with Cameron Diaz.
Oh, boy.
Wait. Cameron Diaz?
Oh, yeah. There she is. And we sat, and he got up and walked away, and I sat there and chatted with her.
What year are we talking?
Just slide over.
It must have been 10. Must have been 10 or 11 or 9.
Did you say anything to Cameron Diaz?
Yeah, we had a conversation. We were just sitting there. She was really delightful.
Wow.
Super nice.
That's
she
great.
Super pretty, nice person. She does seem pretty down to earth.
Very
she,
down to
she
earth.
She took
very
a lot of time
sweet.
Off from acting.
Sweet person.
To start a family and be a mom, stay at home mom and all that.
Yeah, this is 100 years ago.
Did you start with, wow, I'm Ruben Amaro and I'm a big deal?
You ever seen the TV show The Goldbergs?
She had no idea.
Be like, have you ever seen the TV show The Goldbergs?
No,
I was on
way
it.
She had any
Do
idea
you know Cameron Diaz, who almost replaced Lenny Dykstra as the starting center fielder of the Phillies in 1992?
Yeah, okay.
No, that's good, Ruben. So she was cool.
Really super nice. And so is A-Rod. He's right. A very sweet guy.
So we need to know, you know, in the coming days if A-Rod, you know, gets back to you.
I can't imagine. Probably a different phone
it
number.
It could be an old number.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be an old number for sure. Yeah. That does happen with the
so funny.
The rich and famous. All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. Eagles and the Bucks in 5 days. Still a lot of... So can I hear it one more time? Because I'm pretty sure the Eagles won a game the other day in... oh, I don't know, spectacular fashion. Can I hear how the Eagles won?
The ball is spotted. The kick is away. It's blocked! Again. It's blocked! It's picked up by the Eagles. Running with it is Davis. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Game over! Jordan Davis!
Are you kidding me?
Blocked him again!
Are you kidding me?
Blocked him again! Have you ever seen anything like this?
So good. We're going to get to some audio. Jordan Mulata talking about the crowd booing during that game. We'll hear that coming up in a moment. What a thrilling victory. Brian in Northeast Philly. Hi, Brian.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Brian?
Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Good, good buddy.
Just want to talk about Philly's first. I do think Trey Turner should continue to lead off. Maybe Bader being that 5 or 6 hole. Also, want to touch on the Eagles, too. The Eagles should just stick to what they're doing for now. I mean, I don't think that we should be in a panic mode yet.
No.
I know everybody's saying, like, you know, the passing offense sucks and all that. And there's no excuses for anybody, but it's a long season.
Well, Brent, I think part – let me just say, Brent, I think part of the point some people have is that the passing offense doesn't have to stink and can be a lot better if you lean on it more. That's the argument.
It's and they just open up the run game.
Yeah, it's the trust Jalen to, you know, throw it more.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, like, you know, of course everybody wants to see A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and, you know, Dallas Goedert as well. But like I said, like, you know, like if you establish that run game, you know, we have a dangerous dual threat, Saquon Barkley, who can run and catch in the backfield. You know, you have a talented quarterback with Jalen Hurts who can use his legs and get around the defense and escape that pocket. But I believe that, you know, somewhere in the season that they'll figure it out. They'll figure everything out.
Well, they should hum at a higher level because the offense has been clunky so far, except for essentially the first half against Dallas and the second half against the Rams. But otherwise, it's been a little odd. All right, Brian, what do you got on the Phillies?
Like I said, Phillies definitely should just have Trey Turner to.
Oh, you did say that. My fault, buddy. All right, give me a great answer for a sports what if.
I don't know if it's great, but I mean, it was definitely a issue back then. What if Scott Rolen didn't have a problem with Larry Boa back in 02 or 03, right? You know.
Yeah, Rolen. All right, so the Rolen Phillies thing that was multi-layered. That was Roland and the vet.
It was so easy to get along with.
We may not
with,
have been
Scott
able
Roland.
To sign Jim Thome.
Jim Thome, yeah.
May not have been able to.
Probably not.
Yeah, it would have been nice for him to have taken that contract because if you think about the left, that whole infield, Howard, Roland.
Yeah.
I mean.
But you know what, Ruben?
Chase and Jimmy?
Of course. Of course. I've been more Scott Roland than most in through the last 20 years. He had some legitimate gripes. The vet turf was a disgrace. And he's trying to compete against the Braves. I mean, I remember one year, you guys, and I'm not coming at you. I mean, just, you know, I remember one year it was like Paul Spoljarek, Chad Ojai, and someone else were like the top three starters. And the Braves are going out there with Smoltz, Glavine, and Maddux. Like, if I'm Scott Rolen, I'm like, I kind of do want to play for a team that gives me a better. I know the organization was about to start trying to win.
Correct.
But up until that point, they hadn't. And I could see resentment building up. All right, with that said, coming up in a minute, you're going to hear Jordan Mulata. Something interesting he said last night on the Jordan Mulata show here on WIP.
This is it. The final days of Benari's special finance event. It's ending on September 30th, so now's the time. Don't miss out. For the first time ever, pay nothing down. Get zero interest financing for 5 whole years. Yes, not one penny down and absolutely no interest for 5 years. Only at Benari Jewelers, but that's ending on September 30th. Dream big. Pop the question. Go ahead and get the ring she really wants because Benari makes it possible with their no money down and zero financing for 5 years event. Imagine a $10,000 designer ring or a diamond bracelet for less than $170 a month. A $12,000 diamond tennis bracelet, the one she's always wanted, just $200 a month. Zero down, zero interest for 5 years.
years. Benari has gone all out, but it's over on September 30th. Engagement, anniversary, push present. You have until September 30th to finance the entire purchase price, including the tax, exclusively at Benari Jewelers, Exton in Newtown Square, on approved credit. Some exclusions apply.
It's kind of ironic. We just stumbled into a Scott Rolen conversation, and now I'm going to transition to Philadelphia sports fans booing athletes and how athletes deal with it. So Scott Rolen obviously was in the category of not very happy with Philly sports fans, and then there are athletes that handle it better, despite the fact that, you know, we can be negative and at times boo.
Generally for no reason whatsoever.
Right, exactly. It's never without some causality.
Yes,
there's exactly. Always some causality
exactly.
Involved. All right, so the Eagles got booed pretty heavy in the first half the other day, and Jordan Mulata heard it. He talked about it last night on the show here on WIP. And listen to what he said.
How does it feel to get booed at home?
Hey. We're doing our job. What do you expect?
Okay. Does it motivate you at all?
Yeah, man. It pisses me off.
Yeah.
Like, man, I got to do my job. Yeah, it angrifies me because I'm like, man, I got to do a better job. So I'm like, I'm in there like, what are we doing? What's the plan? Okay, cool. Because I don't want to get booed. Like, truly, I just don't want to get booed, but, you know.
Yeah, it was definitely pretty tense in there for the first half.
But it's like you kind of have to look at yourself and be real. Like, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we did you see the half we put together?
Yeah, it wasn't pretty. I'm
surprised there were no tomatoes and lettuce.
They let them bring them in. They might have been, honestly.
You know, I've been here a long time, man, and I'm really grateful to be here. So it was just like, oh, it's just another game where we failed to execute. In the first half, let's go out there. What can we do? How can we move forward? How can we win this game? And I think we did that coming out of the half.
You know, it's the perfect answer. It's the perfect. He's saying it makes me mad, but not because I'm mad at you for being mad at me. It makes me mad because it's just further proving what I know in my head, which is we're playing garbage football and we got to get our act together.
The absolutely perfect answer.
Pretty
it's
simple.
It's the perfect answer.
It's called accountability.
Yeah.
One nothing.
Yeah, Ruben, I totally agree.
And I also think there's something to be said for, I think that Australians are closer to Americans, like in terms of attitude.
No BS there, man.
Yeah, that's
they're
what I mean.
Straight. Really?
Yeah.
Straight.
Yeah.
Australians?
They're hardcore?
Oh, hardcore.
Yeah. And
no
I think
doubt.
That they have thick skin. They have very thick
Give
skin.
Give me some reality.
Yeah.
You know what's weird? That cruise I was on in August, Australia, second biggest area that people were like, the biggest was half the cruise was American. And then, like, a quarter of the boat was Australian.
Had no problem getting along with the Australians, did you?
I was good. My book's in Australia because I gave it to an Australian couple. Great couple.
They're fun-loving, thick-skinned. Yeah. I just think they're very similar.
Okay. Yeah, it was the saddest thing about this couple. I'm like, we're never going to see them again. Like probably.
You can go back to Australia.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? Why don't you guys come visit us over here?
It's the weird thing where you leave someone and you're thinking, like, have a nice life,
it
but
is.
You don't want to say. It's
yeah.
like such a strange thing. I've had people say it to me, and I respect the hell out of it when I'm like, you know what? I will never see you again. You're right to say that, you know, but it's weird.
Yeah, it was kind of sad. I gave the guy a hug. He gave the woman a hug. I'm like,
that's
bye.
It.
Bye. All right, but what are we doing here? We're turning two. So we're looking for the best answer for what is the biggest what-if in the history of sports. James, I'm curious at the end of this what you think the best answer is that wasn't said. All right, we're turning two. Biggest and best what-if in sports history. Luke in Wilmington, what is it, Luke?
Derek, what if Derrick Rose never got hurt?
It's a good one. It's a good one. There's better, but it's solid. Let's go to Mike in Swedesboro. Mike, what do you got?
What if Pelly never passed away?
Boy, that's a big one also.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a big answer for sure. Pelly Lindbergh, 1985.
Huge answer.
Well, it was either December or January, 85 and 86. Flyers, by the way, were on like, a lot of people don't remember this. They were on like a 12 or 13 game winning streak. So not only had the team made the cup the prior year, but they'd won over 10 games in a row. All right, Tim, we're turning two. Give me a what if, Tim.
What if Nick Saban never benched Jalen Hurts? It could have changed the course of history.
You know what? He wouldn't be so motivated.
Mm. Right?
You never know. Eagle. Maybe he would have gotten high on his laurels like Jahlil Okafor and not busted it as a pro. Gary, give me an answer. What's a what if?
So over 20 years ago, I was at a Phillies game. My friend tried to hook me up with her friend. I said no because I'm a committed guy. I had volleyball playoffs. She agreed to go with me 20 years later. On the day of the concert,
We've been married 20 years, two beautiful kids.
Good for you.
Nice decision.
I actually thought you were going to say it turned into someone famous like Taylor Swift, but okay, fair enough. You know, like you turned down, you know, when you know Taylor Swift's 20 years old or whatever. All right, we got to come up with a winning answer. So, James, what hasn't been said?
Len Bias was one I thought we would get. I mean, we got the Jordan, not get if they had drafted him, but I thought if Jordan didn't retire in 93 was one we could get.
Right.
Kurt Flood is an interesting one.
Well, yeah. All right, Bledsoe.
Lindros?
Yeah, Lindros was not said, the trade. All right, so of those that were said, Bledsoe getting hurt is a big one. Michael Jordan and Portland is a big one. I think it's those two, right?
Yeah.
So what
gotta
if
be Jordan? Right?
Gotta be MJ.
Well, I don't know. Both spawn dynasty. So question one is, what if Portland had drafted Michael Jordan? Question two is, what if Drew Bledsoe had not gotten injured? James,
it's really close, honestly.
You're putting Drew Brees in the same category.
No, it's not Tom Brady.
Oh, Tom Brady. Oh, I thought you said Drew
Brees. Bledsoe. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I'll still go Jordan, but it's really close.
John.
Oh, I guess I'll go Jordan because it's just excruciating to consider the Tuck rule winning anything.
Good for you, John.
The person who said Drew Bledsoe is like, well,
that sucks. I'll tip it over to Jordan also, but that's a close one, man. Both are very similar type
of
answers.
Well, you know what it is, Joe? Everybody passed on Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Like, multiple times. Like,
well, the question is, would he never
But I'm just saying, but people, like, I mean, it had to have been excruciating to be Portland and to be that, to go, like, what do we do?
I get it. All right, look, congrats to Anthony with the winning answer of Jordan. Both answers and many others were really good answers today. Hey, everyone, have a great rest of the day. Of course, tomorrow we'll crank it up with more covers. Ross Tucker and others tomorrow on our Wednesday show. Kelsey later in the week. Thanks to Ruben for being here. We'll start cranking up Philly's postseason coverage as well. Everyone, have a great rest of the day. Joe and Hugh are up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.